Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday, and so glad that you're with us today. I love to share little nuggets that just have spoken to me, whether it's through reading my Bible, a devotional book, through a podcast I've listened to, through something maybe I've seen on social media, maybe it's through a conversation with somebody where God speaks to me through them. I saw this post, and I've seen it several times over the past few months. I finally wanted to post it. It comes from something called 3 a.m. Thoughts. I saw my friend Linda Tupin post it, but it says, when a flashlight grows dim or quits working, you don't throw it away. You change the batteries. When a person messes up and finds themselves in a dark place, do you cast them aside? Of course not. You help them change their batteries. Some need double A, attention and affection. Some need triple A, attention, affection, and acceptance. Some need C, compassion, and some need D, direction. And if they still don't seem to shine, simply sit with them quietly and share your light. Oh, friends, it's so simple but powerful. Talking about the different batteries for the flashlight. But I love that, friends. You know, we do. We got to be careful about casting people to the side when they have challenges and trials and tribulations. And don't get me wrong, you don't need to let people just continually walk over you and take advantage of you. You have to put boundaries in place sometimes. I remember in college that had a guy that lived in our dorm, and we went out to get something to eat one night, go get some hamburger and french fries. And he said, oh, man, I forgot my wallet. Can you spot me? And sure, man, I got you. And so we did it. Well, about a month later, same thing, went out to eat. Same thing happened. And somebody else said, I got you this time. And he never paid me back, and then he didn't wind up paying this guy. Well, fast forward about 2 or 3 weeks later, we were going to go out and get pizza one night, and got ready to head out, and I looked at him. I said, hey, man, you got your wallet? And so this guy's like, oh, no. He said, I'll meet you guys later or whatever. And so, yep, first two times, okay, man, hey, it happens, but he didn't pay us back, either one of us. And so then I had to, you know, give some accountability. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But at the same time, friends, sometimes people get in a dark place and they just need some help getting out of it. And I want to encourage you to do that and be the hands and feet of Jesus. I love also this quote by Tim Tebow. Many of you remember him, great football player at the University of Florida, Heisman Trophy winner, strong follower of Jesus. He said, none of us knows what God is doing behind the scenes, so be all in with whatever you are doing. You have no idea how God is going to use your experience as preparation for a greater purpose. Oh, friends, I believe that with all my heart. I mean, to sit here and think that in the same studio that I'm recording Hope Is Here today, that fast forward about 8 years ago, I used to record a sports radio program. It was the studio behind me here, and so I was facing that way, and now it's opposite because that was on AM 1250, the sports radio program I had. But little did I know, I did the sports radio program for 3 years, that God was preparing me to have a faith-based radio program, because I can remember the general manager, Benson Gregory, when he called me, he said, hey, I know your favorite two things are Jesus and sports, and we have an opening here at the radio station for a 15-minute program, and I thought you might be interested in it. Friends, I didn't know how I was going to pay for it, but God, just somebody needs to hear the story. I was actually going to get a donation for Lighthouse Ministries, and I went to pick up a donation, a check for this for them, and as I was going to leave, the guy said, hey, I'm glad to help them, but I feel like I'm supposed to help a new ministry. And I told him about the vision I had for this Hope Is Here radio program to help talk about mental health and suicide, and mainly just encourage people to have hope in Jesus and help let others share their stories sometimes too, because everybody has a story, friends. And the guy looked at me, he said, well, how much does it cost? And I told him, he said, well, if I gave you half of that for a year, would that help you get started? And I just got tears in my eyes. I'm like, absolutely, because I was going to pay the rest out of my own pocket, friends. And then I went on and formed a 501c3, a nonprofit, because I felt like God wanted me to do that. But for that first year, that guy helped me pay half of my radio bill. And friends, I'm just so thankful. But God, he was showing me, he said, hey, I'm in this. I'm with you. I've got you. And sometimes it requires stepping out in faith. And I didn't know how I was going to be able to pay that radio bill every month. Okay. But I felt like God had called me to do it. And as the old saying goes, what God leads you to, calls you to do, he'll provide. And he has, and then some. And it's involved in so much more over a radio ministry as we celebrated our 6th anniversary last year. And now I go to speak to at schools and to men's groups, the churches, speaking to a PTA board, men and women at a school in Scott County about mental health. And, it's amazing. The doors, I spoke to a men's group in Belize, virtual through Zoom, but because of Hope is Here. And I mean, God's just taking the ministry international. And to think where this all started back in December of 2017 and what God has done now, friends. But God will provide. Sometimes we have to step out in faith and show him that we trust him and let him do what only he can do. But we got to do our part first. I like this quote by Gabriel Sedlak. He said, if someone's opinion has the power to take you off course, just make sure they are paying your bills 10 years from today. Because if not, they just stole your future. Friends, I've been guilty of that. That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, letting other people's opinions, especially people I love and respect. And don't get me wrong, I always want to listen to wise counsel and always do that. But same times, friends, sometimes people will disagree with you, or maybe it's more important people that you don't know real well. And, sometimes people have opinion about everything, but a lot of times, sometimes they have opinions. It's about things that they really have no experience in. It's just their personal preference. And, I just always, saying goes, I never buy a book, read a book by somebody who hasn't lived out what they've read. Somebody could have an interest in something, but they haven't lived it. I don't want to know about it. And I laugh because sometimes I, hear UK basketball fans and they're going on. And sometimes I'm thinking, you're really not looking at that right, but I don't say anything. I just kind of listen. And I think, you really don't know. And I was blessed to be a college basketball coach for a couple of years at Western Kentucky University back in the early 90s. And then over the past 25 years, my brother's been a college coach and a head coach at the Division I level for over 12 years now. And so I've been able to go to a lot of practices and learn from that. And I've just been blessed and very fortunate to have a little more insight into basketball than most people because of those coaching experiences, over 20 years of experience in Division I programs. And so I'm just thankful for that, friends. And so sometimes people will ask me what I think, and I'll share with them. Sometimes it's the same, but quite often it's different because I just look at the game differently because of being around college basketball for so long. Rick Warren says, God's will is found in God's word. Stop looking for a sign and start looking for a verse. I love that. God's will is found in God's word. Stop looking for a sign and start looking for a verse. Friends, I'm laughing because I've been guilty of doing what he talks about, looking for a certain sign. But I'm telling you, when I started spending time in God's word, one of the things I encourage you when you're trying to make decisions or just walk daily closer with God, read Proverbs. You've heard me share this once or twice a year. Whatever the day of the week is, read it. For instance, the first day of the month, read chapter 1. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. Obviously, not all months have 31, but 30, 29, of course, this year, leap year with February. But my point being is there's such wisdom in there, and that has spoke to me and helped me make wiser decisions over and over in my life. And I know that maybe somebody listening today, that's something new you need to do. And I really encourage you to do it in the morning, because it has spoken to me numerous times throughout my lifetime. And I've done that numerous times over the years. And it's amazing. Something, I'm a highlighter. I like to write my Bible, mark my Bible when things speak to me. There could be something in chapter 5 on the 5th day of February that, you know, didn't really speak to me in February, but then fast forward 5 months later in the summertime, let's say it's July or August, and a verse in that chapter 5, because of a situation that I'm dealing with in my life, it clearly speaks to me and says, this is what you need to do, or what you need to be on the lookout for. So friends, somebody listening today, you needed to hear that. Start reading the book of Proverbs. Try that for 6 months. It'll be a game changer. I love this quote by C.S. Lewis. He says, I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me. Friends, kind of what we've been talking about, a little bit of a theme here on Food for Thought Friday. C.S. Lewis, we'll share this quote one more time. I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me. Friends, that's so, so true and such good stuff from C.S. Lewis. Gary Black, a man of tremendous wisdom. He's been a pastor for over 30 years. I love just following him on Facebook and these nuggets of wisdom he gives. Recently he wrote, do not be defeated by your continual mistakes. Just keep coming back to God. He will always receive you, listen to you, and love you. Press on. Often we're getting better long before we even realize it. Oh, friends, that is so, so true. You know, we want like this instantaneous healing, but habits are formed 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time. And I remember when I started working out at Stronger Life 3 years ago, and I just thought, man, I can't do this. And I showed up the third time that week. It was with a program where I could do it 12 times a month. And I thought, you know, I'm stopping this first month. And I can remember just a really nice lady that was much older than me, but just said, honey, you can do it. Stay with it. The first month's the hardest, but once you keep doing it, eventually the soreness will go away. And I'm so thankful to say that I completed my 300th workout about 6 months ago. And so, you know, friends, I don't get sore very often because of that. Then I hurt my back in January, missed all of February, and it started back in March. And now I'm really sore. But you know what? I know because of the past experience that I had over 3 years ago when I started that will go away if I consistently show up. And so I have to make that choice, and it's been a battle. I want to be honest with you. But I know what helped in the past, and that the pain will go away if I just keep showing up. And for somebody listening today, you may not be where you want to be, may not even be where you should be, may not even be where you thought you could be at this point in your life, but God knows exactly where you are. He loves you right where you are, and He wants to help you continue to heal and to move forward with your one and only life. If you've been blessed by this program, I hope you'll share it with somebody else. We're out of time, but have a great weekend. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.